The kind of toadstool that we can eat is what?
Mushroom. And I don't like it.
Oh, you don't. Oh, that's my dish.
I bet I can turn your stomach in a minute.
Please don't. Don't. Just don't.
When I was in the hospital.
Were you? Tell me. Now I've got to know. Now you've got my curiosity. What happened?
I had my operation, and I was so hungry. I woke up the day after the operation that night. I was so hungry, they brought a cup about the size of that one of soup, vegetable soup, and it was the best I had ever eaten. And I wanted another cup of soup. Well, they brought me another cup of soup, but it wasn't the same kind. It was mushroom soup. And I don't want that to get on tape.
Oh. Nothing. What, we were talking about a toadstool, though. Are there other names for that you can think of?
I think we called them something else when I was a kid, but I can't remember what. When back in the summer when we were on Rock Creek in Fannin County, fishing trip, we had lots of them on the creek bank, and they were beautiful. My wife, oh, they were big, maybe half as big as that magazine. Beautiful. She was going to bring some home, but she didn't. Forgot it.
We found one in our backyard, but this high, about that big around. The biggest one I ever seen.
That's what these
were. I took it to school. I've never seen them. I've always seen the ordinary coon. Mm-hmm. But you don't think of another name that you used for them when you were a child, perhaps?
I can't right now.
Okay. If you gave some, if someone gave you another batch of mushroom soup, and you put it in your mouth, but you couldn't get it to go down, you'd say, "I just couldn't
swallow it."
Good. What people smoke? What two things?
Cigars and cigarettes.
Okay. If you were trying to describe a party where people were having a good time and you were going to tell some of the things that they were doing, you'd say everybody at the party was, just name some things that they might be, laughing and what else?
I can't think of
If they had music, they might be what?
Dancing. Joking. Been so long since I've been to a party, I forgot what we do.
That's bad. If they were around a piano, they might be.
Sing.
Okay. If you wanted to let someone know that you were able to accomplish something, you might say, "I can." And they might say, "Can you do it?" And you might want to really, really tell them that you could. You might say, "I can.
If I can, I can get it done."
Or you might just, in a shorter way, you might just say, "I can
do it myself."
Or if you wanted to say you couldn't, you'd say,
"Oh, you must be trying to get me to say, can't."
You're trying to outguess me. You just come on and talk to me.
I'd say, "Well, I can't do it."
And if you wanted to really, really stir, and they said, "Oh, yeah, you can," you might say, "No, I
can't do it."
Okay. If someone asked you to do something and you told them that you were pretty tired, and they said, "Oh, I don't understand why you're tired. You can't possibly be tired." And you wanted to tell them that it was because you'd been here and carrying out your job all day. You might say, how would you say that? How would you tell them you'd worked?
I've been working so hard today. That's not what I would say either.
What would you say?
That's not what I would say, and I can't remember what I ordinarily do say. I have a few expressions like that, and now I'm at a loss to remember what. I'm not very bright today,
oh.
As usual.
Oh, don't run yourself down.